It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and you may have heard warnings from health experts that a second or third wave, maybe a fourth, fifth wave is coming.
Yeah, sixth, seventh, eighth.
Well, we're tracking it, and we see a giant tidal wave of idiots heading our way.
Can't avoid them.
It's time for...
Yes,
if you haven't heard it, COVIDsanity is where we talk about some of the funniest and strangest news stories going on during the pandemic, like this one. There's a guy in Vermont who, at the start of the pandemic, left his car at an airport in Montreal. Mm-hmm. And his plan was to get it once everything calmed down, but they closed down the border.
Oh, right. So his car is still sitting.
His car has been sitting there in the lot collecting fees for almost a year now.
No, come on. That's not fair.
They won't even forgive the fees.
Last month, he received a bill in the mail for $9,780.
Oh, dang.
Oh, my God. That's probably worth more than the car.
Yeah. So he called and spoke to people at the airport, and they said they're willing to waive his fees.
Oh, my God. If it was an American airport, there would have been a totally different story.
There would have been an extra fee for just calling to ask about the car fees. Meanwhile, you may have heard about grocery stores giving their workers cash incentives to go get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. I know in our area, they're offering about $100.
Okay.
But in Russia, they're doing things a little bit different. Because the government's running a little low on funds lately, they're instead using free ice cream to incentivize people.
Done. I mean, I would have said yes at a lollipop.
It's kind of hit or miss depending on the weather. Like, if it's really cold out,
no.
I'm assuming less people would want it.
There's no such thing as a bad time for ice cream, Jeffrey.
Even in Russia, when it's like negative 20 degrees all the time in the heat of summer.
It's like when you're in hot countries and you eat spicy food. It's the same thing. When you're in cold countries, you eat ice cream.
Okay.
And speaking of sweet treats, Hershey's says they're able to tell when COVID cases are rising and falling based on the number of people buying s'mores ingredients.
S'mores.
So what does that mean? The more s'mores, the more COVID?
They found that as cases rise in certain areas, the demand for chocolate bars goes up 40 to 50% because people want to make s'mores in their backyard while they're self-quarantining.
And they taste them?
I thought it was because they were getting out.
That's a good point,
Alexis. Hey, finally, I can eat the burnt one.
Meanwhile, thousands of pilots have been out of work because the airlines just don't need them right now.
Yeah, man.
You know, barely anybody's traveling.
Yeah.
So what are they doing instead to make money? According to experts, hundreds of them are training to fly hot air balloons. Because there's more demand for balloon rides during the pandemic than airplane rides.
Oh, really?
Because it's like such an at-home, like, adventure thing to do that you wouldn't normally do in your area, right?
Only 3 to 4 people in a bathroom.
Yeah. And it's outside. You're outside the whole time.
A COVID-safe activity. I just hope that he comes on a PA system of some sort in the air balloon and just interrupts everybody. I would do it, but I can't do it right now.
think of the joke for yourself.
Yeah, there's a joke there. Just imagine.
You get it.
We're doing another edition of... Jose got it.
I just did the voice in my head.
Finding the not-so-serious stories happening during the outbreak. A new poll recently asked gamers if they could only have one, would they rather get the vaccine today or the brand-new sold-out Xbox Series X?
I'm trying to get both.
Is that even a question? Come on. You know you take the Xbox.
I think they all would.
Like, you just want an excuse to stay home anyway
they're not,
and play
yeah, they're
video
not
games.
Leaving their house.
Yeah,
so.
I mean.
58% said, give me that Xbox.
Yeah, dude. I thought I was going to shock the room, but I would pick the Xbox as well.
Not at all.
Yeah, that's not shocking whatsoever.
Right.
Honestly, gamers have probably been the best at social distancing.
Yeah, totally.
Actually, you know what? That's what the government should be working on right now. Universal video game coverage.
Yay!
Xbox is for everyone.
Like, suddenly there's no cases at home.
What else is happening in the world right now? There's a 19-year-old guy in UK who was hit by a car on March 1st of last year.
Oh my gosh.
And he's been in a coma for the last 11 months.
Oh no.
And he just came out of it.
No.
He doesn't know.
The worst timing.
I don't know, but kind of awesome. You just sleep through the whole thing.
Yeah, the vaccine's here.
As long as he's okay.
I cannot wait to go to a concert.
Yeah.
How many times is he like, you're joking?
Right.
You're kidding.
That's very funny.
No.
And to make matters worse, he's getting a crash course on the virus right now because turns out right when he got out of his coma, he caught COVID.
No!
This poor guy.
Wow.
He's like, I can't taste anything. What's going on?
How is a coma better than the virus?
Yeah, put me back to sleep.
Why is my girlfriend not hugging me?
Oh, man.
This is crazy.
It seems like almost every week we see a report about swingers parties somewhere in the world getting broken up for violating COVID restrictions.
They don't stop.
They don't. They really need each other, apparently.
It really makes you wonder how many of these parties were happening before the pandemic.
Yeah, exactly. And they're always huge. It's always like 200 people.
Yeah,
I'm like, my God.
Well, the latest comes from a restaurant in Brazil, which cops raided last week after it hosted a swingers event where people were intimate on the tables that customers would eat on during their normal business hours.
Well, remember, there's that Mexican restaurant in Alexis's hometown.
Oh, don't make me think of that now. What if they're on the tables? I eat there.
Yo, son is the back room.
And finally, would you rather ride out quarantine with your significant other or with your best friend? And don't say, oh, well, my significant other is my best friend. What are you trying to prove? Okay, we get it. You're in love.
The real question is, which relationship would you like to destroy?
No, I rode out, you know, this with my significant other.
But that wasn't your choice. If you get to choose.
I would still pick him.
You would?
I'm sorry, Lily, if you're listening.
Well, according to a new survey, 56% of women said they'd prefer to ride out the pandemic with their bestie rather than their partner.
Ouch.
Whoa.
Ouch.
Yeah. That is just annoying and dirty.
Yeah.
Easy.
The survey did not ask men because, as history has proven, men's opinions do not matter.
Oh,
good.
You feel a little sad.
Keep it that way.
Yeah, no, I don't want to know. Those are the COVID-sane feel-good stories coming out of the outbreak. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.